to show some unity, some peace and love. I miss that show unity. Have the right to attend.
That was Swiftly by The Right One featuring Prince Far by Creation Rebel. What y'all think?
That was a pretty cool song. Obviously calm, but that's what you can expect from reggae songs. It reminded me a lot of Barris Hammond, popular Jamaican artist. Not sure if you guys are familiar.
No, but thank you for putting me on. I actually like this type of song way more than the beginning songs, even with its lower pace.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt that whoever pick the beginning songs, they need to up their game.
All right,
I don't want to hear it. All right, you know, there's lots of questionable songs that you have chosen.
Very questionable.
Yeah, like
there's like an hour of drum and bass once, yeah. And it was like,
horrible. I mean, yeah,
my drum and bass lovers out there, I got you.
See, that's the thing though, because I love drum and bass, but I would never dare to listen to it for an hour straight.
Okay,
yeah. Let alone show it to the, you know.
The public.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to show your face in the public.
Some songs, there's just next. Like... There's
what?
Bro, you're going to let him say that?
There's some
next
songs...
Next song is Solid
Hold on,
Gold.
Hold on.
Wait. Okay, I had something to say about the song, actually. Not you.
Wait, who's speaking right now?
Me, Adriel.
Just let the people know.
Okay. All right, yeah. It's Adriel Thank speaking. I was going to say, you know, there's something really tropical about reggae songs. You know?
Probably because it's a tropical country.
Yeah. Me and... That's not what I meant. I meant, like... There's countries that make music that doesn't sound like...
I understand. I was making a joke.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sure, clearly, the joke didn't land
I
thought it would. Maybe went over your head.
Yeah.
No, it didn't go over my head.
But did it go through your head?
So it would have landed if it didn't go over your
head.
It went
by my head.
But it would have... Like Joe Biden?
What?
That was definitely a joke. Anyways, you know... Me and Mario actually made a reggae song yesterday.
We did, yeah.
Yeah, it was actually pretty nice.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, was it the one I was in or not?
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, it was. Actually.
It was. Yeah.
We were all. Yeah.
We all made a song. Actually,
we all made a reggae song in our music course yesterday, and you know, pretty good. If you guys didn't know, I'm from Jamaica. Made a reggae song. Adriel on guitar, Mir on the shaker.
Yep.
Luke on.
Drums and then
I was playing drums and then I like switched to the keys or something.
I'm a hater, I'm sorry, I forgot.
It's okay. Next up is Solid Gold, Future Babel, Monkey Man.
Get home wherever I roam.
Thank you for calling Future Babble. If you live in the past, please hang up now. If you'd like to hear your future, press pound.
My future's pretty clear. They said the end is near. I don't push a ball. I watch the other sweat hairs. My future's pretty clear. My hearse is in the air. But I just don't give a damn. Cause I'm a monkey getting rich.
That was Solid Gold by Future Babble, Monkey Man.
I really
dislike that song. It's horrible.
I think we already played that song before, which is partly why I feel...
Mm-hmm. Mir, there's a bunch of sound effects in there. Do you want to imitate something for us?
No, I wasn't paying attention. I'm sorry. I can do it for the next song, 100%.
Okay, okay.
All right, but right before that, here's a quick PSA.
We know the variants of concern are much more contagious.
Dangerous as well.
COVID-19
Feeling overwhelmed? COVID-19 has many of us struggling with self-isolation, financial hardship, and uncertainty. Now more than ever, it is crucial that you stay informed about how to take care of your mind. Anxiety Canada is a non-profit organization that works to provide you with resources to help improve your mental health. Just like any other skill, healthy coping takes practice, and Anxiety Canada is here to help. Visit anxietycanada.com/COVID-19 for free, evidence-based digital resources on how to cope and where you can get help. Take time to focus on yourself, and remember,
you are not alone.
Shout out COVID-19.
Hope we're survivors out there. And next up is Cliche by Drogue.
Touch!
certaine façon. Oh, comme un vieux cliché dans une chanson.
Alright, I want to start off by saying, you know, that guitar riff actually sounded a lot like American Idiot by Green Day.
I think, just like the song said, I think they used a lot of cliche tropes in their rock music.
Did you understand it? So it was in French.
Oh, no. Talk about that. Speak about that.
The song was in French.
Okay, cool. I know Mario did some French. Do you understand it?
I don't understand French.
I did understand a few words.
What did they say?
Could you translate it for us?
I took French in elementary school, like, and I'm a senior in high school. You think I remember French fluently?
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. You're enriched in it.
Who said that? Who gave you that information? Because that's false. That's
actually,
false.
No,
information.
I didn't say that answer.
I thought you was like Bloc Quebec.
Pardon?
What?
Yeah.
Don't say. I asked what you said. Don't say yeah.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
As you can see, Mir's not quite feeling himself today. I'm not sure what's happening in his personal life, but my prayers are to him.
Okay. And, I like this next song. I don't know.
No, you
haven't
don't.
Even heard it.
But what do you think it's about?
Okay, yeah. It's called Monster Mash, and,
he did the mash.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, but I don't think it's going to be that song.
What do you think it's about?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's going to be about, like, mashed potatoes.
Wait, Mir, you remember that little, like, scream in the beginning of that last song?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm really good with my impressions. And I remember in the last song, they hit a little bit of
yow!
We should play that last song just to start so we can get a comparison.
Yeah, comparison. Yeah.
We'll see, like...
Actually, sure, why not? Yeah, somewhere around here?
Sure. No, it's in the beginning.
No, it's, like, right less. In the beginning.
Yeah, it's, like, right in the...
Okay. That was a...
That was perfect.
That was pretty accurate.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
And next song is Monster Mash by...
Pardon? I sound like... Nothing.
Okay. Next song is...
Joshua Abileo.
Next song is Monster Mash by Kate Davis.
Yeah.
And that was Monster Mash by Kate Davis.
The song was ended a lot quicker than I thought.
Yeah, it was not what I was expecting at all.
No. Yeah. I was gonna be a little bit more, you know, upbeat.
Usually when you take like the name of a big song like Monster Mash, mm-hmm. for example, you would like it would be somewhat related to the original. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying like it's a bad song by any means.
Yeah.
But I just not what I was expecting.
Yeah.
I feel like I know a close friend of mine, Ryan, he liked that song.
What's so funny about that?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think you guys know Ryan. He's just a...
No, I'm quite familiar with Ryan.
I think we all are.
Well, what's his last name?
Ho.
No. Mine is Hopper.
Hopper.
Yeah, okay. Ryan Hopper.
Yeah, Ho is short for Hopper.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, he's such a goofball. Everyone loves him.
Goofball?
Yeah.
So what did he do in grade 7?
He did the Monster Mash. That's what he did.
Yeah. He's the best dancer I know, if we're being honest.
Yeah.
I know he's listening right now, so shout out to Ryan Hopper.
Shout out to Ryan Hopper. And our next song is Heaven Is Real, where Ryan will be
That is not the next song.
What did you just say?
Sorry, what's it called?
Oh, the next song is Two Blueberries.
Wait, you said Ryan's going where?
I don't know, man.
Floor. Two eggs scrambled in a bowl. That's every morning. Watch the sunrise by the stove. Lonely, but not alone.
Oh, and that was Two Blueberries by Cold Expectations.
And during that song, I think I made a realization. I don't mean to call out any artist or nothing, but I was thinking this sounds like pretty familiar. Like I've heard this song. And I've heard very similar lyrics in an Alex G song.
Yeah, big fan of Alex G.
Big fan of Alex G, yeah. And I'm not trying to say he plagiarized anything. I'm not in any position to say that. But it's just, it's very similar.
And there is no brackets cover beside it, so that is unfortunate.
Oh, would there be a brackets cover?
The covered songs.
So. Maybe they just had the same artistic vision as Alex G. Yeah.
And next song is Heaven Is Real by Cross-Legged.
Man, what did you say about the song before the break?
I said
we were talking about our boy Ryan Hopper.
I said that
he's the monster mash.
No, what did no? He said something else.
Yeah,
a beautiful soul like him. I know he's going to good places, doing good deeds.
Do you know what he did?
Heaven is real.
That was Heaven Is Real by Cross-Legged.
That was a very mellow song.
Yeah, melancholy.
I think I speak for everyone in the studio right now when I say almost had us, you know, falling asleep. Yeah, something like a lullaby.
Yeah, I was closing my eyes at the end.
Yeah, we had to shake you.
I noticed you were falling asleep.
Yeah, I've been pretty sleepy. But
have you been sleeping all right at night?
Yeah.
Should take a trip to the nap room.
Here at SFU, we have an awesome nap room.
Alright.
Come down.
Don't come down if you don't go to the school.
Why are you trying to promote a nap room?
It's not a public space, it's a school.
Yeah. Mirror.
Education is free for everyone.
It's free. That's not true.
It's not true. Okay, we're getting a little bit off track here, okay? We gotta go back to the song.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, could you repeat the song title?
Yeah, Heaven is Real by Crosslegged.
Crosslegged.
Yes.
That's a unique name.
Yeah, it's Crosslegged. And it's not even, like, two different, like, what's it?
It's one word. It's one word when it's spelled.
Yeah, it's one word. That's what
I meant. Like I said at the start of this, it's just, it's one of those days.
Yep.
You know, it's a song for me in a sleepy mood, you know? I'm kind of dozing off, I guess.
I know for me, I can't sleep when it's quiet in my room, so I do play music. I might add this to my playlist.
Wait, what? You can't sleep when it's quiet?
I'm the exact opposite.
No, like, I can't. Like, I got to have some, like, white noise or something.
Oh. Wait, like, do you have, like, static noise? Like,
sometimes I'll play, like, wave sounds. Like,
whoosh. I used to listen to rain sounds.
Yeah, that's
what I used to work, but I'm an insomniac, so it doesn't work anymore.
Yeah, whenever it rains outside, you know, just open the window, and you can, like, hear it, like, louder without having to...
I used to try to do that, and then I sleep with no shirt.
Mm. Yeah.
So I got sick a lot, so I had to stop doing that.
Oh. Yeah, I sleep with a shirt.
Mm. That's probably... I probably should start doing that.
Do you still not sleep with a shirt?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. I only do that in summer, you know? Sometimes it gets too hot.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, summer's coming up, though.
Not really.
Summer is closer than winter.
It's spring is the next season.
Summer is closer than winter?
Yes.
No, it's not
true.
We're still in winter.
Yeah, I know, but I'm talking about next winter.
Obviously.
Because we're in winter. I'm not going to say we're just waiting for the same thing again. You know? Mm. The thing that comes next is summer.
Yeah.
Summer's great underground artist.
Oh, I also like summers. Oh, quick question for y'all. Netspend or Xavier Sobased?
It's actually Xavier Sobased.
That's what I...
you said Xavier.
Oh.
Xavier Sobased.
Xavier Sobased.
Yeah.
Give them a listen, please.
Yeah. Two great Vancouver artists.
Yep. I know them personally, and they're great people.
Great people.
Another great Vancouver artist is Rio the Menace.
That's true.
Yeah.
Go listen to him.
Go listen to Rio the Menace on all platforms.
Yep.
Including Deezer.
And...
Deezer. Oh.
This has been The Lamb. This has been The Lamb with Mir,
Adriel,
Luca,
and Mario.
Thank you for listening, and come back next week.
Don't ever do that again.
Never do that again.
Please.